Welcome back to the Reading and Writing Podcast. My guest today is Desideria Mesa, author of the debut novel Bindle Punk Brewha. Writer Greta Kelly wrote about the novel. Bindle Punk Brewha is a book that you will dive into, gorgeously addictive and impossible to put down. It will transport you through time to a 1920s world soaked in gin, glittering in gold, and edged in danger. Desi, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, if someone listening hasn't yet heard about your new novel, Bindle Punk Brewha, how would you describe the novel?
Well, honestly, I would describe it as a white passing daughter of a Mexican immigrant who grew up in the Mexican boxcar communities in Kansas City in the 1920s. She is also half bruja or half witch, just a woven-in tale of an old Mexican folktale of magic dirt. And she's trying to find her way in the world and figure out what she's capable of. She's a part-time reporter by day. That's really a cover because she's a bootlegger by night.
And I'm curious, do you remember the original idea or impetus that led you to write Bindle Punk Brewha?
It was really, honestly, several different things. I took a college writing course about 6 years ago and had to do some research on Kansas City. And that led me to just the underground, we see the glittering 1920s of Gatsby often when we see novels in that era. But this was really the underground, the immigrants, LGBTQ community, and just all of those who were not living such a glittering lifestyle. So that really kind of sparked that. And I began to look into my family's journey from Mexico, my grandparents, their journey here as well, and just began to inspire this beautiful story.
And I'm curious, did you end up doing a lot of research about the 1920s setting as you were working on the novel?
Well, one, I had to, because to make it authentic for one, and because there's just so much that stories I feel like that needed to be told. So yeah, I researched places, events, tried to get everything as accurate as I possibly could, even down to the slang, which a lot of people found interesting and fun.
And how did you do the research on the slang specifically?
The same way I did research for college, just looking up old articles, some other research people have already put together. It's great to use, current research, reading old books, watching old movies, newspapers and writings and things like that, just gleaning from all of that.
Sure. Well, I'm curious, what was your writing journey that led you to writing your first stories and getting your debut novel published?
It started about 4 years ago. I was primarily writing poetry. I don't have any kind of degree in anything and didn't really make it quite through high school. But I've always had this passion for writing. And so it was poetry. I did some plays. I did songwriting. I still do some of that. And just about 4 years ago, I had this story rolling around in my head. It was a different story than Bindle Punk Brewha. It ended up being a trilogy that I'm still working on. And just discovered my love for writing. So I began kind of self-teaching, to be quite honest, from that point on, and learning strategies and learned the publishing industry. Took me about a year to figure out how to even go about getting published. So it was a self-learned journey. Honestly.
And what did that self-teaching look like for you as you were actually working on your first, your debut novel?
Spent about 10 hours a day for a good 2 years writing. I was obsessed with it. I love it. That's when you discover something you love. And I would write, and then I would get beta readers and get feedback on that. And I began to follow a lot of online teaching on writing. I mean, you can just Google and find, people who have good chops that are well known and that teach strategy. So I would take a strategy, for example, when I learned about, you know, kind of rookie mistakes of using too many adverbs, for example, or, you know, dialogue tags. These are things I just had to learn piece by piece and then go through my entire trilogy and apply it. And I would do that each time. And especially through the querying process to find an agent, I also learned through their feedback a lot to kind of work on in my writing strategies.
That's great. And
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What was your writing process as you were working on Bindle Punk Brewha? Did you outline the novel before you began writing it, or was it more of an organic process of just diving into the narrative?
By the time I wrote Bindle Punk Brewha, this was the fourth book that I had written. So I was already familiar with how I wanted to outline the novel. I knew I wanted to query it. I wanted to pitch it to an agent, that it was going to be a debut novel. And so knowing the criteria that they were looking for, I outlined it kind of starting by word count. And I already knew what I wanted to write about. So I used Scrivener. I still do. I love that program. It's a great software. Mm-hmm. And I would outline each chapter and then each scene in a chapter and just kind of write my notes and put my links in there and kind of write how I wanted that scene to play out. And I'm a writer who, I know many of us do, listens to music for inspiration. So I have an entire playlist of 1920s music that really helps me move some of that imagination along.
I'm curious, is that playlist on Spotify? Can other people see it?
It is. It's actually called Bindle Punk. I think it's public.
Huh? I'll have to check it out.
It's a great playlist. I still listen to it.
That's great. Well, I'm curious, are you working on another novel now?
Right now, yes. I'm working with Harper Voyager on the sequel to Bindle Punk Brewha, as untitled BPB2. I have ideas, but I don't want to give them all away on the title.
Sure, sure.
It's definitely picking up about 6 months after book one leaves off.
That's great. Well, given your unique writing journey, what writing advice would you offer for those who are working on their own stories or novels?
I would say the biggest thing that I had to learn in the beginning was, you know, if I want to pursue this professionally, I need to be open to critique. I need to be open to, you know, fixing my very perfect story, you know, because there's always going to be things when you're so deep inside of, you know, any kind of an art project of any kind. It's like outside eyes, you know, listen to what's being said. You don't have to take every piece of advice, but if there's something that's consistently being said, or the advice is coming from someone in the industry that, you know, has experience, then, you know, take a look at what you're doing and be ready to apply it, because my skills, I believe, have increased exponentially by just working with industry professionals and listening to that advice and not getting so offended when someone says, I don't get it. How can you not get it? No, you have to have like, okay, well, I need to see why this isn't coming across to people.
That's great. So, well, what books have you read recently that you enjoyed?
Right now, I might be a little strange. When I'm in the middle of a writing project, sometimes I have to be careful what kind of content I'm consuming, because I don't want it to change the voice and tone of the project I'm working on. And since I am doing a sequel, I've been kind of doing some lighter reading. So there's a anthology by Quill and Crow. It's a small press, but they do like these gothic horror stories that are not so heavy, because I can't do scary. I cannot. It's like, I don't know how to describe it other than macabre and just kind of creepy. Really cool stuff. So it's called Tales from Brackish Harbor. I'm really enjoying the short stories in there. So shorts right now. I'm getting ready to get into a book called West Side by W.M. Ackers. It's also like a mystery. And I don't know why I'm reading darker stuff. I usually can't handle it.
Well, where can people find you online if they'd like to learn more about you and your debut novel, Bindle Punk Brewha?
Well, just about any social media, because I was there before I started writing. So Twitter, I'm really active there. I'm active on Instagram, a little bit on TikTok. It's going to be mostly silly. Some of those platforms, I mean, I find myself I like to express myself in artistic ways. So you're going to see what my friends call like my emo sad poetry and some of those things. My website, DesideriaMesa.com, also has updates on there and short stories and more poetry and some fun YouTube covers. You know, just that's all just there for fun. But yeah.
That's great. Well, again, we've been speaking with Desideria Mesa, author of the debut novel, Bindle Punk Brewha. The novel is on sale now, so go buy a copy. And Desi, thanks for doing this interview.
Absolutely. Had a great time. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you visit Arizona, time is measured in moments, not minutes. Like the moment you see the Grand Canyon for the first time. Visit a new state of mind. Learn more at HereYouAreAZ.com.